You're listening to the show about Sunkoko, a place where a giant hippopotamus has hoses coming out of its nipples that produce air that can be used to fill things up. It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I feel like Alex with all of his drone stuff, like, how are you not? Oh, were you? I guess that, you know what? I don't know if I've ever asked this question. Were you into that show, like, when I was a teenager in the 90s or something?
Robot
like that?
Wars?
The one, yeah, with the, everyone could, like, invent a robot. Battlebots. Is that what it was called? Oh, like, they literally had saws and
battle
shit.
Battle of the bots.
Them.
Yeah.
Are you awesome. Into that, or were you?
Yes, we did also.
Yeah,
of,
we,
like,
built, we built some that were not as deadly.
That's
in
so
our
not
kitchen,
a
even. Like, it became the arena. The kitchen's a good length for the arena.
Oh, my God. You had circular saws cutting your kitchen up? That's badass. Wow.
That's okay, why we moved.
They had a flipper bot, and it flipped the fridge out the window.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it explains so much.
I can't believe I never, like, asked that question, though, like, as somebody
You didn't
who's...
have to.
I just didn't think, it's well, true. It's probably because I wasn't assumed. Into them, but I thought the show was pretty interesting. Like, the concept was, I was like, I could see why somebody would be into this, because it was really cool. But yeah, I didn't really watch it.
Do they have that for drones?
My favorite part of it all was the names.
Do they have fighting drones? Oh my
should.
God.
Yeah, they should.
I guess they're a little more delicate.
What was the name that he gave his battle bot? It was so funny. It was like,
Train Bell.
I mean, it's in the other room.
Bell.
All right, we'll have to.
It had it had
ding dong choo choo.
Ding dong choo choo.
I think they were named after aircraft.
Yeah. It was like the Dingbat or something. I don't know. Anyway,
does KT have a recap for us?
Yeah, it's not great. I wasn't even gonna. You'll hear it. You can just.
Well, that's okay. It can't always be great. None of us are Daniel Day-Lewis. You know?
No, we're not. None
I don't
of
think
us.
So. All right.
Sure?
Previously, although,
but I am Weird Al. So
he is so
that's
good.
That's more
that
applicable anyway.
One of us. Weird Al.
Is that what's happening?
Huh? No, it's not Weird Al.
A parody of a parody.
I'd be like, this is Amish paradise, not gangsters paradise, guys. Can't you tell the difference? It's completely different lyrics. Stupid.
Not all of his songs are parodies. Some are originals. You could parody one of those.
The polka ones?
No, he writes lots
those
of original
are, those
songs.
Are, oh, does he?
Yeah.
I really don't know any of them.
He's known for his parodies.
Okay, wait. What can you name an original that I would know?
The Night Santa Went Crazy.
I don't know that, and it sounds like one I wouldn't like.
Yeah, probably not.
That's a parody of The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, okay. One More Minute with You.
That's a parody of Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a parody of by Crash Test Dummies.
He does. He does have a parody of that song.
I think.
Oh wait, does he?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Eric knows Weird Al a lot.
I wonder if I've heard it.
Is there an accordion in every single piece?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know enough of his stuff. You would know way more.
I still need to see that movie.
I know.
Anyway.
I want to see it too.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Does anyone recognize the song yet?
No.
I like it when people know it.
Like cake.
It's cake. It is cake.
It is cake. Yeah.
As we drive, Rafina talks with the bleak Baker fam. Gloria's husband's got a job as a ferryman, but so quickly it's perceptible that we're crammed inside a vegetable. The occupancy is lamentable, but a flat tire is preventable. Son Coco, he said, I'm Roscoe. He said, here we go to the tire filling hippo. Son Coco, that's C-S-U-N-C-O-C-O. That's a silent C-O.
Okay, there's a musical break. I should remember some things. Other things that I couldn't fit into the lyrics. Like, Rafina pulled a donut out of her hair. That was amazing. Bathwack bought some apples at the gas station we stopped at. Someone close to the captain of the great cruise ship of Trent died. And Will put a canoe paddle in his coat pocket to make Bathwack laugh. And Bathwack didn't get it. D&D really is magical, you guys. Yay.
We don't know what's happening in Trent, despite our NPC grilling. We cross paths with a wagon full of goods and Mr. Milling. But soon, to the wagoneer's grief, we realize that he is a thief. We let him go, are we fools? No, we'd just rather work on the rules. For the rutabago, can we spit? No. Finger lick? No. And also no to fish. Let me go. He said, okay, go. We said, and you should know that he was Runcible Jones. Let him go, hey, onward ho, to Trent we go, can we spit, no, finger lick, no, eat a fish, no, this was a half-assed recap, I didn't even know if I was gonna do it. But then Eric said I should do it because I had mostly written it except for this part where he says, let me go 100 times. Didn't write anything for here. Who knows what's going to happen now? How's Bathwack going to fake die? Hmm?
I had
such trouble. Like, so the first week, I wouldn't have had a recap if we played last week because... I just couldn't think of anything. So I had a couple ideas, but like I couldn't. It was a really weird session.
It was. And so Son I Coco, couldn't. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, and so, well, and the other one that I had been working on was doing it to the tune of Aruba, Jamaica, down to the Son Coco. But then I was like, I couldn't. Gosh. It was such a really big challenge to rhyme. Like, because I try to kind of match like what the song does. So the first thing I did was just list all of the people in the rutabago, and I got that to kind of match. And then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And
I remember you asking me who was there. That's
yeah, I was
funny.
Like, who is there? Like, I need to have people to rhyme with. But yeah, it was.
Oh, I
challenge.
Love that. That
this was
so
awesome.
Good.
What song by Cake was it?
Let me go.
Let me go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the last like minute is just him saying.
He just goes, let me go.
He said, let me go.
And like at that point, I'm like, is there really anything else to fit in? Like I could try to fit in like random details, but like I just, it was yesterday that I recorded it? Because I was like, I don't think I'm even going to do this. It's so bad. And Eric was like, no, you should do it. You mostly wrote it. Don't go record it. And I was like, okay.
It was great. It was really,
really
fun.
Loved it.
I loved it.
And okay. You had so many like KT special like twists in it. Like there were things that are so KT, you know.
What is that? What like what?
Like your middle material where you're just talking, oh. And at the end yeah. you're like, it's sort of meta. Yeah.
Yes,
know,
it's sort of like
the cut where you went to take more Pepto-Bismol.
Like, okay, that song was basically one take, even like yeah. the stuff at the end, like it, and I, cause I was like, that was also why I was like self-conscious about it. Cause I'm like, I don't really know. Like I kept.
Yeah. Cause normally your files have like 20 tracks.
Yeah. But this time I was like, what? Let me go. Like, I mean,
vocally it's a simpler song too. Yes, than some of the ones you pick.
Yes. It's very simple.
That's true. Yeah. But it was awesome, and I need to tell a quick cake story because this Yay. Just happened this cake. Past week. Me too. Mm. So one of my son's friends came over for the first time a long time ago and loved that I had a record player and was all excited to talk to me about music, and he's really cute about it. And I let him go through my CD collection, and he brought some things home, and I told him that he should take home cake and learn cake, and uh-huh. he loved cake so much. He texted me, and he's like, I love cake so much. This is so what, like he was yes. very excited. And then last week he came over and he brought me a present. He brought me an LP of a cake album.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he's like, you know what? You're a cool mom. That's the cutest thing. And it's because of cake, which is so
that's
funny.
Awesome.
Anyway, mm-hmm. so what, it's so fun album? That you did a, it was Fashion Nugget, which mm. is like the first one that I ever heard. We hear it all the time, and now we get it. Now we have it on LP.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That is
so.
Awesome.
Anyway, cake has been like the theme for the last week because of the record, and now you're singing it to us. So
I love cake. Yes. Thanks. I want to do more cake parodies theme. Because I just
I've been
am
listening
obsessed.
To a lot of cake over the past few years.
Really?
Yes. Like got back into them.
Yes. Yeah. Like he was the one that introduced me to cake back when we were in college. Like I hadn't really. Well, I feel like I had known, you know, short skirt, long jacket or something like that. But like then you were the one that were like, no, like you should listen mm-hmm. to cake. And then like, yeah, in the past few years,
well, my childhood
I've become
friends,
obsessed again.
They liked cake. And I heard Frank Sinatra so many times, like oh, we would go over to their house and swim in their pool at night. And I would just hear that song. I don't know why yeah. like that. That as a specific memory. Yeah, cake
stick shifts and safety belts, buckets,
you guys.
With all no got to go.
I love that song. Great.
So we're all driving. I wonder if there's a bumper sticker on the rutabaga. Maybe we'll find out someday.
Oh, damn.
Oh my gosh. Honk
we have a
if you love
review,
Mustang.
Listeners, mm-hmm. and tell us what the bumper sticker says.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That should be a we should start a Patreon, yeah. and that should be one of the tiers is you get to put a bumper sticker on the rutabaga.
Oh my god.
Ah. Yeah.
And honk, so we you... could have many bumper stickers on the
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, love it.
Honk so. If you love Xantras.
Oh my god, then we know who's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Somebody stuck that on the back of the rutabaga. You just don't know who it is. Which
great
one of
plan.
Us?
What a great trap to get Xantras uh-huh. followers.
So yeah, you guys are heading down the road to Trent. You've got a few extra passengers along with you, which is why you had to stop. To add extra air to the tires, of course, as you do. That happened, and you kept going. That's all behind us now. It's in the rearview mirror.
Okay.
It's all behind us now.
But the I think one of the main things was alluded to at the very end of the recap in one of those classic KT meta
That's true.
Phrasings. Added on a little postscript about the plan to mm-hmm. enter Gully's End, hopefully mm-hmm. invoking less wrath, which is to enter with the corpse, in quotes, mm-hmm. of Batthwack. Via the staging, I think, was eventually what you settled on. There was some discussion of actually killing Batthwack and mm-hmm. then resurrecting him later, and talk about the timelines of different people's spells and things like that. But I think the latest plan is to somehow fake his death.
Right.
I believe.
We need to stage his death in a very public way. And sure. then, but then also, Batthwack is going to have to adopt a whole new identity. He's right. going to have to pick a name and like play somebody else. And that's going to be fun for both Bathwick and Alex. Mm-hmm. I bet.
Mm. That didn't occur to me.
It just occurred to me.
He just thought he was going to be silent the whole time in a box, like transported across the ocean.
I'll just be here quietly drinking a beer.
I like that. I think that that actually happens. Like, I think Bathwack actually is like, so I just get to take a nap like across the ocean. And we're like, Bathwack.
No. It'd be like when vampires ship each other across the ocean. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Yep.
You just nail the coffin closed.
Soil of your homeland.
Aeneid or something.
I mean, I suppose it might be kind of conspicuous if right when Bathwack dies, we get a new member the same the same shape and size of Bathwack, but with a mustache.
Uh-huh. But I mean, like, all of this is like, this is definitely stuff that Will would want to be talking about, but I don't know if he would talk about it in the rutabago with these other people around, like, because we don't really need anybody else to know about the secret.
Good point.
Yeah, but like, also, like, there are ways, like, Will would also be concerned. And I guess when we talk about it, like, I think we already kind of brushed on this, but like, we don't really know how they know, like, how they know how long can they watch us? Like, can they watch us for hours at a time? Can they watch us only when we're outdoors? Can they only hear us? Can they only, you know what I mean? Like, we don't really know. So like, we gotta,
who's they?
It's like the, and who is, well, it's Xantress, I think.
Juliet,
but like,
Rusher.
And Juliet Rusher and like whatever dark powers exist, like, we have to be worried about that shit because like, how are they perceiving us? Is it a spell that they're casting so it only lasts for a certain amount of time? Are they dropping in on us? Because like, we'll have that scroll from, I think, Barovia. I think I still have it. The freaking, it's some kind of like scrying. Observation. Yeah, scrying. It's a scrying scroll. I've never used it. Mm-hmm. I'd bring it out if, well, but like, again, I don't think that he would be like, let's just talk about this in front of some children that probably can't keep their mouths closed and this dumb lady that we don't even know.
We should definitely, I think we like develop a very like confusing, like, meta disguise story that we can talk about in front of them, but like, it's just code for planning what we're gonna do with Bathwack. But it's like about like, so when we get to Trent and start a farm, what are we going to do with that scarecrow or something?
You're right.
Yeah. And it should just get increasingly complicated.
And then, no, but then we all have no idea what the plan is, because we're like, wait a second, what did you think, pig hoof men? Like, I...
Wait, who is manure again?
Yeah, who is manure?
It's Will.
Hey!
I named him.
The puzzle master.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, like, the other thing is, if maybe if we start talking about it in reality, we should probably know what the hell is going on in Trent first. We don't even know what it looks like. Maybe once we get a good lay of the land, like, we can get into a room.
Kick them out of the rutabago.
Yeah, they can walk in. Rest of
you
us.
Have to drop them off around the corner. They but don't want to be seen with you guys.
Right. Not now, cool. All we are ourselves. I mean, like, we are ourselves. It's okay that we're traveling. We're running away. Oh, no. We got it. Oh, that was scary. Juliet Rusher. Oh, no. And then once we get into Trent, maybe they'll won't even be watching us because they'll think they're gone. They're not coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll go in a secret bunker and talk about it.
How many horses were on the wagon?
We had one pulling the wagon and one riding along.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, didn't we hitch up Lachrymose?
Runcible.
I think Lachrymose is... Oh, yeah.
He's one of the two horses, right?
Are we taking the other wagon?
What wagon?
The stolen wagon or something, right?
We are taking the wagon of goods back to Trent.
Yeah.
So, and so we're giving Lachrymose something to do.
Okay.
Lachrymose is pulling that, and Bathwax.
I completely forgot.
Did we give the horse to the other guy or something, or did we really let him have the horse? Or no? We still have an extra horse.
We let him. Is that right? We would have let him have his own horse, right?
We gave him a horse, and he.
He already had a horse. I think we just let him take his horse.
We let him take the horse off the front of the carriage.
Okay, so then Lachrymose is on the new.
No, wait, Lachrymose is something. And then I keep forgetting that the rutabago isn't horse control.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
no
okay.
horsepower. It's veggie powered.
The horse would just eat it.
Yeah, so I did not remember that either. So I'm going to write that down just because I don't think it's in my notes. God. So
are the horses trying to eat Runcible?
Yeah, ran off with the horse from Millings, which means that Millings? He stole the horse because that probably wouldn't belong to.
Yeah, I mean, the horse probably wasn't his either.
Yeah. Are we sure we did
hey,
that?
Innocent until proven guilty.
I definitely have written down that he loosens the horse from the wagon. And
all right,
then
thank
he runs
you.
Away.
Okay, so Runcible ran off with the horse from Milling's wagon, and we put Lacrimose on the wagon.
But I didn't write down that we put Lacrimose on, but what I remember is a phrase where we said that Lacrimose was happy to be useful when Rufina was doing Speak with Animals.
Yeah.
I think that we were going to give him that
That's
job.
Right. That makes sense.
And then you're going to keep riding Steed Corral.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is we could.
I'll ride in the wagon.
We could move the other family to the
wagon. Sorry.
We could move the other family to the wagon, or we could, you know.
Oh, then we have privacy.
Like we could send them into town with the wagon. So at some point, so that we can travel.
Separately. Okay, but we'll only
get
realize
in trouble for it. Yeah. Good job, Bathwag. I'm cool with that. That little girl needs to go to jail.
We'll only come up with that idea like 5 minutes out of town.
Yeah.
So we've been doing all the coded language, and then it's like, why don't we just put them on the wagon? And this is when now we have got privacy. We're like, who's manure?
Yeah,
I thought I was
getting
manure.
Out of the rutabaga in completely different costumes, and we're like, wait, I thought I was gonna be married to you or something. What the hell? Our whole ruse is shattered.
And they're so happy to get away.
The girls are like crying.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with them?
Beat us
it's
in that.
It's like the TikTok you sent me of the woman taking her children to this art show.
Yes, it was so funny.
Just demented.
It was like this. It was an awesome, weird art show where there was like a person in a dried up mermaid costume and like dying on the ground. There was like a guy buried in the ground, but like you could only see a box and his head was covered in moss and he was talking to people, so it was really freaky weird stuff. And these two little girls, like,
this
she thought it was just like
a
normal art
bust of white chocolate of a man
she's like chewing
like
devouring on it, and they were like crying on the way. A lot of it they weren't like that upset, but she was like, who's gonna pay for my children's
kids are like three.
Therapy it was very funny. Like, it was all, nothing was actually that scary. Mm-hmm. It was just very odd, and so they were like, she was like, we saw these naked people in the woods. There's just like people with just like underwear on and strings hanging everywhere. And one little girl was like, are they going to do acrobatics? It was just very, so bizarre. Very funny.
All right. So yeah, you guys can send them into town. So,
okay.
You know, Trent's coming up. You've crested the hill, the last hill before the town of Trent.
Okay.
And down below you see This small town. It's bigger than what's the first place? The river, the fish place. Before that.
I know what you're talking about, but
it's on my map. Norton.
Norton.
There it is. It's bigger than Norton. It's smaller than Morrow's Inlet.
Okay.
But it's more of a town than a village. Definitely smaller than Bear Toggle. There is a river cutting through the middle of it. It's a smaller river. It's not as big as the Bear Toggle proper. And it is a coastal town. So it is on the coast. It's at there's a small bay, and you can see sort of the ocean out before it. The sun is glittering off of it. It seems relatively calm. So this is, if any of you are familiar with the geography, there's this sort of very large bay that this is sort of at the end of. If you look at Roll 20, you'll see the bay. Very big bay. So there's not like huge rollers coming in off of an ocean or anything like that. It's hard to make out too much from here. The biggest thing, though, is it's kind of dominated by this massive ship that is moored at the bay, which is festooned with bunting, black bunting, but it's this huge white multi-tiered ship that is parked, so to speak, in the
dock.
Does
the bay have a name?
You know what? Yeah, it certainly does.
Okay.
When you said parked, do you mean like anchored? or is
he
it?
Said Mord.
Mord.
Mord. Mord.
Yeah. All right, cool. Mord.
He and also festooned. Said parked. He said, but yeah, Mord, festooned, and parked. Oh. It's doing so many things. Holy shit.
Manure
it's
bay.
Like the boat's a character in this.
This is great. This is great, guys. This is giving Eric time to Google bay name.
No, it's time for me to just come up with one. It is the for some reason it popped into my head. So in honor of our Pittsburghian friend, it is the Duquesne Bay.
What the oh wow!
Do you spell it the weird way that they yeah. actually spell it?
Oh, how I do. Do you
D U Q
really
U E S N E.
Okay.
Did I spell it that way on the map?
D-U-Q-E-N.
Let's see.
Nope, you spelled it wrong.
That's how it's spelled.
I'm gonna look because I don't know how.
That's the that's Duquesne.
Is that how you spell it?
That's how. No, that's how it's spelled in Six Rivers.
That's so confusing. That's gonna confuse me.
Duquesne.
So much for in honor of.
Okay.
So it's not. It's not D U Q U E S N E. It's D U S Q U E N E.
Duquesne.
Yeah. Duquesne.
There we go. There we go. But it's pronounced Duquesne.
Ugh. Is he a bad guy? Who is that guy? I don't know who that is. Is that a person?
This is a university in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's a university? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah,
Duquesne College.
Eric, I'm not from Pennsylvania. I've never heard of that good. College.
Then it's just a bay.
Cool. I thought it was a guy. I thought it was like a politician. It sounded like a name.
Probably is a guy.
All right.
Sure.
Better be a good Duquesne. Guy.
So, you send the Lachrymose, the wagon, and the Bleakers down the hill into Trent. They're going to hopefully try to find whoever.
Are they not worried about, good.
Wait a minute. I wasn't thinking that we're sending them just on their own and we're waiting. I would accompany them because they are in a stolen wagon. I don't want to send a stolen wagon ahead of us without us there to explain what happened. Or I guess they could explain.
I mean, I don't trust this lady. She heads into town. She's like, I got this from those weirdos. They robbed the town. I'm the hero. Like
I feel like we could ride in together, but with enough time on the last trip, as we crest the hill, we've been or we are like there in the wagon. We're in the rutabago. We're traveling together, but we're able to talk privately. Does that make sense?
Oh, yep. So you wanted. Okay.
I will. We can. I mean, let's just check it out. That's what Will would say. I mean, like, we all obviously have no fucking idea what we're doing. with our code language.
It's okay. I don't either. So
no. Will is saying that. He's like, obviously none of us are on the same page.
Well, we have at least 5 minutes. So the plan is, all right, well, I guess we'll just check it out.
Yeah, well, what does it look like? I mean, if we see it spilled out in front of us, like, does it have like a grid? Like, I'm so bad at judging. So between Morrow's Inlet and Norton. So it is like, how many people do we think could live in this town? Like, how
look for yourself.
Diverse? How many people? Because, like, I want to know how lost we can get, you know? Or is it going to be super obvious? Is everyone's going to be up our butts? Oh, there's, like, this a whole awesome. Picture. Oh, okay.
Wait, where's the picture? Oh, that's not hello. What was there a minute ago.
Okay. So these blocks, like the are fountain. These separate buildings?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is this a genuine count of buildings?
No.
Or, okay. All right. So there's a bunch of buildings, though. This mm-hmm. is a nice little town. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, like, all right. Yeah, so, I mean, like, I don't know. Bathwack, how you want to get killed? I don't know. What are we doing?
How are we going to make it convincing? It has to be public.
Well, are we really just about to kill Bathwack? What is happening?
No, we're not actually going to kill.
We're
going
to make it seem like he got festooned.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, the cruise ship is for him. There we go. We can take this funeral cruise ship across the ocean. And everyone will know it's because the real king of Gully's End is dead. That's
well,
why.
So is there an identifiable, like, so this, like, is this a fountain here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a square. Town square?
Yep.
So it should probably happen in the town square.
There are a lot of people milling around right now there.
I would have no shame about stealing from Our Flag Means Death here. Like, let's have, we can have the rutabago pull up to just like cover whatever happens to the fake body while we switch out the fake body with bat, you know. Wait, something cool here.
Oh, we need a fake body.
Yeah, I know. Just like, kill someone. A lot of, so Will would say, like, you know, I think we don't know enough about how they're going to handle. We don't know about enough about this place yet. Will is used to, okay, but as background, Will is used to having control over any kind of thing like this he would pull. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I have confidence that we can do this, and I have confidence that we can make it look like Bathwack's dead, but I feel like we might want to go down there and see what everyone's like. And then if they get to know us, then maybe they'll even be more interested in Bathwack's death, and then the rumors will spread more, because isn't that what we want? We want it to look like this happened, and that we want people to talk about it, probably, so that it's a real thing. It's not just a if he's not looking at us, you know, if he's not looking at us constantly, Xantris or whatever, Juliet or whoever is looking at us or listening to us, if they aren't watching us the whole time, they're going to need people to talk. They're going to need to, you know, like, get the buzz that Bathwack died, right?
Well, I think that's a great idea. I think that we could go find the first tavern that we see we can go into. And, hey, give me an opportunity to keep training you guys on how to be normal. You can train us. You can train us in how to fake a death, Will. Mm. And I will train us in how to be normal in bars.
I almost thought you were going to say balls, and I got a little worried because I don't know if you would be able to train us how to be normal in balls.
No, I don't even know why. There's just something about balls I hate it. It brings up bad feelings.
Roscoe's autistic.
Oh, yeah, very
what? Is that a thing?
Eric has sensations.
Things.
Certain
stimulation
things
and certain things weird.
Just certain things, yep.
To be clear, I'm not, you know, playing Roscoe as autistic. Maybe
no.
He is.
No.
This is for listeners. Like, I'm not trying to do something here.
No. That's
Eric. I identify as autistic. I've never been tested.
I would be very surprised if he is not autistic on the autism spectrum, for sure. But we have a lot of neurodivergency in this group, I believe.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
We do.
Very spicy brains.
Well, I think it makes total sense for us to find like an inn/tavern and find a place to stay. We can shrink Rudy back up. Or maybe the first thing we should do is find out.
We could just relax in a town for a day. Like a town, not just the middle of a fucking meadow, you guys. Relax.
And people need to know who we are, too, before some of us die.
And maybe the first thing we should do is get the reward money for tuning in Runcible Jones's what he stole.
Maybe they will have a reward.
Yeah, let's find the local constable. No, fuck the police. Let's just... Let's talk to the mayor. No, fuck politicians. Yeah. Wait, how are you supposed to get reward money if you hate authority figures? I'm so confused.
Yeah. I mean, you can relish the fact that you're taking the money. You can even steal a little more if I'm really talking in character, but I don't know if you're really saying that in character.
We go find the reference librarian, and she will know what to do.
Librarians, yes, those are our heroes. And nurses, librarians and nurses. Hello, nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, the librarian will be like, oh, I'll park it out back. I'll take care of it. Here's your reward. Get out.
I don't know.
And your book is overdue.
Oh, yeah, the pineapple. That's why you couldn't get it in the other place. The Pineapple Wars volume you wanted. Oh, somebody else has it out.
That wasn't a library.
I know. I
can't go into the library until Amnesty Day, you guys. My books are so overdue.
Oh.
I don't have
a fine free library. That's sad.
I would have to give up my raft, but I already did, so now I have no way to pay for it. Except for all the gold I have.
You know what?
That's in a river somewhere.
A library might be the best place to for us to go to start learning about Trent.
Let's do it.
Ooh.
Let's go to the Trent Library.
Let's assume they have a library.
Let's assume Eric is prepared for that.
Yes.
All right.
And all the buildings are shaped like the things that they represent. So you go to the big book-shaped building.
Yay.
And the librarian's name should be Heloise Nurse.
Heloise Nurse.
Did you hear that?
A hippo.
No.
You know the Hello Nurse thing from Animaniacs?
Yes.
The nurse's name is Heloise Nurse.
You should see KT's face.
Yeah.
Nurse. And I said hello, nurse, before you got here. I didn't realize that. I knew it was from Animaniacs, but I didn't know that they originated it. I assumed that they were referencing something else. But
I definitely thought they were referencing something else when I watched that show as a younger person, for sure.
Because
I
so much of what they do is doing that.
Yeah.
And referencing things that at the time you have
that
no
you
idea.
You just have no that's idea because you're a kid and you're like, I guess this is something, but it doesn't matter because the Animaniacs are great and I don't have any idea.
In fact, we've got to look this up. Are we sure that Animaniacs was the first to do Hello Nurse?
No.
Did you Google it, Eric?
My instinct is yes. Does that count for nothing?
Not as much as you might think.
No, Heloise. Norse? Did you say Heloise?
Nurse. It was like Nurse. N-U-R-Z or N-E-R-Z.
Nurse. Hello, Nurse. Okay.
I think it's all Animaniacs.
The origin.
This was a running gag in vaudeville, something maybe says.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Abby.
No. No, this is a stretch.
You won't find Hello Nurse in Hulu's new Animaniacs reboot.
You do realize you're looking at a fandom.com
it's 2020.
Animaniacs wiki page. Where is the source? We have to ask Heloise Nurse at the library because we are not getting anywhere with this internet.
This is amazing. I love that. Please.
Okay. Let's do it.
I don't see any sites sourced. Sites sourced.
Sources
cited. Citation or GTFO, man.
The world never know. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of you, I think it was Abigail, had asked if there are people milling about in the town below. So you see there looks like there is a significant crowd in the aforementioned town square. But the rest of the town seems relatively empty. Significantly so.
And is the town square... does the library sit on the town square by any chance?
It's not actually shaped like a giant book, so you don't know if there is one or where it is.
I knew it wasn't actually, but...
Hmm. All right, there's some kind of event. This is an event happening right now, guys.
I wonder if it's a library read-off. Maybe they're sponsoring a read-off.
What's a read-off?
It's where you all go with your books and you sit in a circle and you read as fast as you can, and whoever reads the fastest wins. But no one can tell who if you're cheating.
Yes, yeah, so they're like
a really bad
test?
library game. It's really but what a what test? What did you say, Shimi?
Yeah, is there a comprehension test?
Why are you talking about reading comprehension, Shimi?
Oh, I don't know. It's on my mind lately.
Oh. All right.
Well, let's check out this event.
Let's go and see what it is.
It's probably to do with the big old death ship.
Right. We know who died, right?
We heard it from... I wrote it down.
The captain.
Yeah, it was. It's somebody close to the captain of the grand cruise ship of Trent.
Yeah. That was
pretty general. Like at first we didn't understand anything, and then it was just like somebody close to the grand captain, or somebody close to the captain of the grand cruise ship of Trent has
died. Very vague.
And,
who's giving you these tidbits of information?
Despite
Rafina goes up to someone in the town square.
Well, so you
I'm going
to
approach.
So you all are approaching generally the town square.
I want to approach a person.
Okay, you can get there. I'm describing the scene, and maybe you'll change your mind.
I'm sorry. Jeez, Abby's running real hot and cold tonight, guys.
So as you get to the town square, you see that the square is very quiet, and everybody is dressed in dark colors, and the crowd is just beginning to file out of the square towards the river and the western part of town. It looks like a large procession is beginning. The black buntings that are decorating the ship are decorating this route that they're taking as well. It's pretty easy to determine that this is in fact a funeral procession. Right.
But before we determine that, Roscoe definitely honks Rudy's horn as he's driving into town.
Is that what it sounds like for real?
Yeah.
Heads turn and look at you. No one like stops you or anything like that.
I teleport out of the Rutabago so I'm not seen with him. Just kidding. But I think, oh my God, I think, yeah, I gotta figure out a way to not be, oh, he's embarrassed. Will like ducks under a window like, God, nobody see me. I'm not involved.
And the procession is led. You can see this just as they're leaving the square. The timing is kind of perfect. It's led by a very large, beefy human man. He has dark black hair and mutton chops, and he is carrying himself a small coffin about 3 feet long.
Jesus.
You better not. You better not.
And everybody is following along somberly behind.
It's Nick's head.
3 feet long. Amazing. It's
wrapped in a lot of cotton.
You know what? I actually do have a guess as to who it is.
Oh. Do you want to write it on a piece of paper and put it in an envelope and we'll open it after?
Yeah, mail it so it's postmarked.
Nah, you're just gonna have to trust me.
So do you want to approach someone, Rafina?
Yes, I'm out of the Rutabago now, right?
I don't know. Are you?
Has it come to a full stop?
Yeah, I think I've stopped. I can't find a
He's
great
driven over
spot.
Multiple processors.
let's get out, and I will shrink Rudy back down to a manageable size and focus on being with you guys in Trent and dealing with the wagon and the library and getting information.
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, and,
go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Roscoe, do you want to put Rudy into my terrarium?
No, that's fine.
You're going to carry it around your neck?
Keep him around my neck like usual.
Okay, just wanted to offer. I guess there's a chance the warping scorpion would sting it.
Or eat it.
Will, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say that it will, when he gets out of the car, he is trying very hard to. So what he's going to do is he's going to be changing his disguise every so often so that when he gets off the car, he came off as just some other guy. So he does not associate it with this fucking Rutabago. He's so embarrassed
Stephen
that the horn
Purpleman.
Was honked. Yeah, Stephen Purpleman. Yes. Stephen. Where are the other ones?
All right.
Stephen Purpleman is how. That, but that's just the first guy. So unfortunately, it changes into a multitude of colored based characters, I guess. But no, it's more like drab looking people. But I will become Stephen Purpleman. I'm writing it down. But literally, like, just he's looking at
Valencio Beigeman. He's
Valencio Beigeman. All right. But yeah, like I'm trying to blend into the crowd. But away from people's eyes, like basically trying to make it so that nobody knows that I was ever involved with the Awoogas.
With the Awoogas.
Yeah.
That's your group name now. Roscoe and the Awoogas.
Roscoe and the Awoogas. Awesome.
Do you want me to roll something or?
No,
you don't
it's fine.
Care. Okay.
I'm sorry. Was I going to ask something?
Bathwack? What is he doing?
So the family in the wagon, the Bleakers in the wagon are there.
Okay.
I guess they're kind of just like looking around. They've never been to Trent.
They don't know where the husband slash father is.
With this? Well, he's a ferryman. That's all they know.
Right.
There's a river, so ostensibly he's on or near the river, they would think.
Well, let's ask around. Let's ask for info about, on the side of the wagon, it said the store name, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Milling's Good and Sundries, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask somebody where the library is. We'll ask somebody where Milling's store is.
I'd like to know about the funeral, who passed away.
Yeah, we'd like that information.
Okay. Are you going to approach the people in the procession?
Yes. I mean, there's no one else. There's no one else.
Correct. This seems to be a town-wide event.
Okay.
So, yes, yeah, someone who's sort of on the edge and isn't too like, overwrought.
Someone who looks bored.
Emotion. Yeah, sure.
All right. So our son Archer is there.
That's amazing.
He stands out above the crowd.
Rafina's like, hi. And he's like, what?
But he's got his tuba. So.
Amazing.
I don't want to interrupt.
Wait, shit. No, what?
I was just going to tell them that he auditioned for a play on Friday.
Yes. Oh my God. He auditioned for Beauty and the Beast
for the
on
role
Friday.
Of Gaston.
He wants to be Gaston.
Amazing.
Archer. Yeah. And he was singing. Gaston? He was singing in the hallway. Well, his range, they evaluated his vocal range and it's huge. And they were, he said, I think I really did well at my audition because he used this word. This is what he said. They were ecstatic. And I was like, I was like, wow, well, I'm so happy for you. That sounds great. I was like, I think he's going to get a good role no matter what. There's very few boys auditioning. I don't know, like, I'm sure they're going to have to do some gender bending, but like, as far as Gaston, like, he said, like, nobody else, he didn't know anybody else who was even interested except for his friend Senen, who is half his height. And to be honest, I said, oh my God, you guys would make a great Gaston and LeFou. Like, they're best friends and they would be fucking hilarious. But Senen wants to be Gaston. And I'm like, you're so tiny. Like, it would be great if it was like a reverse. It would be funny if it was a reverse thing. And Archer was LeFou.
Archer could be the candlestick. Lumiere. And Senen could be the teapot.
Cogsworth.
The clock.
Yeah.
Is there a teapot?
Yeah,
Mrs. Potts.
There's got to be a teapot.
Yeah.
Mrs. Potts.
Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
I really, I hope they have a performance on a Friday or Saturday.
I know.
This time.
I don't know.
I really want to come see it.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know. The funeral is happening.
Well, Archer is the person.
Oh, yeah, the person that Rafina's going up to. Please be Archer.
There's a man on the outskirts. I mean, he's along with the procession, but he's kind of the closest and he's not overtly sobbing. I don't know what your qualifications. No, I don't know what I'm saying.
Just someone who's not like, overtly sobbing or looks unable to hold it together. Rafina says, I'm so sorry for your loss and we're just passing through town and wondering how we can offer our condolences if we can find out some more information about this person.
Oh, okay. Yes, you may certainly all join the procession if you wish. Absolutely.
This seems like it was not an unexpected loss?
Oh, it was a terrible accident. Yes. She fell from the topmost deck to the dock below.
All right, it's not who I thought it was. Okay.
He's very honest of you, Adam.
I thought it was going to be Maurice Thunderclown. We found his body at sea.
Amazing. Wow.
And she must have been someone of great importance.
Oh, yes. She was very, very dear to the captain, as we all know.
And who was she?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not from here. It's just been all that anybody's been talking about. It was Chloe, his pet ferret.
Oh.
His pet ferret.
Yes.
Wow. Rafina lets out a keening wail.
Yes. Yes.
How does a ferret come to fall from the top of a cruise ship?
I'm not sure. Do you suspect foul play?
Well, I was about to ask you the same thing.
Not until this very moment.
Well, it's a ferret, not a fowlet. Stick and move.
I will.
You all
can see all of us mentally blinking.
Well, he said, "Do you think there was foul play?"
Yeah, and he said, "Well, I didn't until this moment."
Oh.
Do you?
Well, I mean, every single possibility is a possibility. It should be investigated.
Jesus Christ, Rufina. The first thing we do. Well, we're after I honk my horn.
Right. I suppose. I mean, do you know any world-famous detectives? Or?
So you go into town and you honk your horn and the ferret is surprised and falls off of the boat.
I will play Roscoe as Columbo if we need to.
Amazing. Well, we've solved some mysteries in the past, not to toot our own horn. No pun
Oh, like
intended.
You did when you drove in.
So here's my card, and Rufina pulls out a leaf and writes her name on it and hands it to him.
Oh my god.
What kind of leaf?
It's I want to say Lombus, but that's not the right thing.
Lombus.
To
say. Oh my Lombus god. Brit.
Those are like a dime a dozen leaf. Here.
That's the
yeah,
bread.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the
Lembus
bread.
Is the bread wrapped in the leaf.
I know.
Yeah.
But what's the leaf called?
Lembus wrap.
Lembus leaf.
Well, then is that the right thing?
No.
It's a saran leaf.
Oh, guys, I learned something crazy today.
What?
It just reminded me. It's a piece of trivia. You know the term, like the lining of a jacket or lining of the term mm-hmm. lining.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Animaniacs.
It initially meant something wrapped in linen or lined with linen.
Wow.
That's where the word comes from.
Very cool.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
It doesn't occur to me that would need an origin.
Right. Like, is it just
like it just
a,
feels
the lining,
like it makes sense.
It
like,
lines.
Yeah, it doesn't even really occur to me that Eric would need to share that. Yeah,
the term lining predated our creator himself.
That's pretty interesting, Eric. I don't know if it's
Thanks.
Crazy.
All right. So it's wrapped in some leaf.
It's in the leaf of the lining tree.
Yeah.
I'm going to go paint by numbers, guys. See you later.
Oh, I'm so very sad about Chloe, says Rufina.
Yes,
we will mourn with this town. And she wails again, appropriately, mm-hmm. and throws in some ululations. Hello! And then she...
Amazing. Amazing.
Or maybe it's Adam, I don't know.
Will
Roscoe honks the horn to cover it up.
Will is on the other side of the town at this point, running away from the honks and the ululations.
Will's in Tivoli.
He's just like...
Has the procession, like, every time Rufina makes a noise, they're like,
Well, Roscoe's definitely taken off his hat and is holding it to his chest. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we got those crowns off of Will and Batfleck's heads before getting here. Because that would have been rude.
Oof, what a faux pas that would have been.
Faux ferret paw.
So, yeah, the procession continues on.
Wait, I just remembered. The horn isn't it's arugula. Arugula, right?
Is that, did that
isn't
happen
that
before?
What it was?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Arugula. Did we say that? Was that
Eric, I think in the first or second episode with Rudy, asked me what the horn sounded like, and I said, arugula.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Nice.
We'll be able to check the wiki soon.
Sure.
Not quite yet.
In like 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're right.
No.
Oh, based on that episode. Yes.
Not this one.
Right. We'll even check the wiki about what I just said. get to the bottom of this.
All right, Mark, that guy that Abby just talked to is named Robert, Columbo. Just so you know.
Huh?
The guy that Rafina just talked to was named Robert.
Oh.
Just so we can put it in the wiki.
Okay, cool. Robert.
But he's gone now.
Oh,
I just hit my boom.
Bye, Robert.
Bye, Robert.
Bye, Robert. But we don't know who the beefy human is. Darn it. Robert, come back.
Well, could I be listening if there are any... Like, I'm in a separate area, and I'm blending in with this crowd.
I am in a separate area.
I am just... I'm trying to make myself look like as generic a person as I can. Like, it's kind of like Mr. Brownman, but it's not Mr. Brownman. I'm looking around at the clothes that people are wearing. I'm trying to look like I'm related to somebody there. And I'm walking.
Yeah, Valencia. Sure. So I think you're Valencia.
And is there anyone... Yeah, Beishman. You know what? Valencio Beishman might be accurate, but... Valencio Beishman. But yeah, like can I be listening? Maybe I catch the captain's name or I catch some kind of information from people talking so that when we gather back together, I have information to share. Yeah. Perception. Boop.
A procession perception. Ooh, you rolled with advantage.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe. It's okay. I'll just take the first one, whatever it was.
How do I turn that off?
Total of 13.
Okay. No, wait, 14 though, because I have a luck stone.
You have a luck stone. There isn't much talking. There's murmuring and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You generally feel that people are, you know, genuinely joining in this procession. They're not doing it like they're not being forced to.
But I don't even know that it's a ferret yet. So
do you not? Were you? I mean, I'm if you were listening,
he was
I don't know how.
Like
I
said,
you were in a different area.
I was when I described that. I wasn't joking. Like as soon as he can get off the car, he vanished from these people.
Yep.
Like he's like, I am not with involved them. With these people, especially after the horn honk. And then he hears Rafina wailing, and he's like, oh God, you know, like weaving through this crowd, trying to look as somber,
sticking
yes,
and moving,
because he's. He's trying to like suss out like what the hell the situation is here and like what kind of thing that we can pull in order for Bathwack to be dead. See, he's like really working on this.
Okay.
I do want to say that in Roscoe's defense, there was a honk if you're horny bumper sticker on that Millings wagon. And that's, we're going to have to talk to them about that because that's inappropriate. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Roscoe was horny.
Yeah. He couldn't help it. They pulled in front of him right as you got near the procession.
All right, here we go.
We live in a society.
Mm-hmm. Horn if you're honky.
I am.
So with the 14 perception, you don't catch the person's name.
Okay.
You don't know who's died.
Okay.
But you do notice if in a different area, if you can still see your associates.
That's not my focus.
I know that. Okay. But if you're somewhat close enough, you can see that it looks like Bathwack has caught multiple people's attention. You see a few people pointing, some sort of whispered conversations, kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Bathwack still hasn't noticed, though, right?
Oh.
Probably not.
I'm not sure. Is he trying to notice?
No, he was trying to stay near the rutabaga.
Well, it's gone
drunk.
Now.
But well, you can gone. Stay near the wagon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're all still traveling together, right? Yeah, I'll stay near the wagon.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, not necessarily.
I'm still on steed. Does that... That probably matters.
You're more visible, probably.
Yeah.
I wonder if the green horse is what's actually attracting the attention.
If I'm noticing this, I will nudge the person next to me, thumb back at Bathwack, and point and try to get to see what he'll say to me about Bathwack. So I know if it's like a racial thing.
Say.
Okay, she'll. Whatever. Whoever is next to me.
Mark, her name is Carmella.
Okay. Okay, I elbow Carmella.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like I said, I just point back with my thumb like, what's that?
To Bathwack, you said?
Yes, to Bathwack. Sorry. Because if I notice that people are weirded out by him, I'm like, is it a racist thing? Is it that they know he's the freaking king of Gully's End? Like, who is this guy?
So she looks back and her eyes get big and she's like, is that who I think it is?
I think, right?
Right.
Like,
what's he doing here?
What do you think he could be doing here?
I don't know. Is he? Does the captain know him?
Like, would that be good or bad, do you think?
What?
Like, you know, like if they were associated.
I don't know. What do you mean?
I just think this is really juicy. Like, what do you think? Like,
it looks like, you know, all the descriptions I've heard.
Well, what did
we don't get many half-orcs here, so, I mean, it's probably him.
I see half-orcs all the time, like...
Oh, where? Do you travel a lot?
Yes, Like, I work for, Paul. And, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she looks confused.
Well, like, he's just
I know what you're referring to.
He's doing this gesture like he's pointing at some building. I work for Paul. like she should know, because it's a town. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, yeah, mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway.
The proctologist? That's not, she doesn't actually say
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. Shoot, what were we saying? Half-orcs. Shoot, what were we saying? I haven't seen many half-orcs.
You and see a lot.
Like, oh, do you see a lot of half-orcs? But like, that's really interesting that he, like, can you, I forgot my glasses. Like, I just wanted to point that out because like, uh-huh. I thought it might be
yeah.
him, but I think like, so. Can you describe him to me? Because what are you seeing that makes him definitely a half-orc? Because I feel like my eyes are all blurry and I can't.
Well, I mean, his green skin. I mean,
but doesn't he have scales? Gosh, it looks like he has scales.
No.
God, my eyes. Oh, the sun. I rub my eye. It's cloudy. I have no idea. No, I think you said it was a beautiful day.
Yeah, the sun was sparkling off of the ocean.
It's the bay. It's God, the sun's in my eyes, and I don't have my glasses. Well, thank you. And then I like weave around, and when I get behind somebody, I change into somebody else, okay. And so she can't find me anymore.
Okay.
Because cool. I look like a psycho. so they are perceiving you as a half-orc. That's weird. And then I do the same thing to somebody just behind me. Like, I dropped behind, and then I just do the same thing. I elbow and point back and see if they also describe,
Shh!
Like, I gesture like this.
No, he just shakes his head. No.
I give him the finger.
And he hurries ahead. A little bit, put some people in between you and him.
And then I look to see if anyone was watching. I look around like this, like I'm like, what's wrong with that guy?
There's a young boy, like a, I don't know, like a teenager who's kind of smirking.
Yeah, then I elbow him and I go, "Did you see that guy?
What?
Look,
that half-orc?
Yeah, wait a second. I thought he was like a dragonborn. The sun is in my eyes. Like, what are you? Is a half-orc? Is that who I think it is then?
Who do you think it is?
What do you mean, who do I think it is? Are you stupid?
I don't know who it is.
You don't know who that is?
Some half-orc.
Wait, but is it a half-orc? Okay, well, it's not. All right, cool. All right, bye. Whatever. That's crazy. I'm going to the funeral. Stop talking, yo. And I just like... I walk forward and like try to not be seen again.
I'm going to mute us just for one second.
Okay.
And I'll be right back. All right. You will, in your head, hear...
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Is this something that I'm going to just need to remove? Is this something...
No. You can keep it in. Right. I just don't want them to hear right now.
Okay.
It's not like a crazy game-breaking thing. You hear, in your head, "Sir, are you King Bathwax's valet?"
Oh my God. Okay.
And it's a message, so you think you can reply.
And I look around. Can I not tell from which direction it's coming?
Uh-uh.
I, with as much authority as I can muster in my message voice, say, "Who is this?"
I'm Altaday's valet.
Altaday?
I'm sure you don't believe me. but you can tell the king, he'll know it's me. You get to give him this word. The word is Renaissance. He'll know.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.